Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 4th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple cut prices of its HomePod speaker worldwide from $349 to $299. Since debuting the HomePod, Apple has added AirPlay 2 functionality for multi-room and stereo pairs, also added support for setting multiple timers simultaneously with Siri, and also added support to answer and make phone calls and set calendar items as well. MIT says it's suspending its ties to Chinese tech firms Huawei and ZTE following a new review of international projects or partnerships that pose an elevated risk. In a statement, the university said, quote, MIT is not accepting new engagements or renewing existing ones with Huawei or ZTE or their respective subsidiaries due to federal investigations regarding violations of sanctions restrictions. MIT also said it determined that working with certain countries, including China, Russia, and Saudi Arabia, quote, merit additional faculty and administrative review beyond the usual evaluations. Existing projects involving funding from people or entities from these countries will also face further review. The Apache HTTP server fixed a serious vulnerability that made it possible for untrusted users or software to get control of the machine the software is running on. CVE-2019-0211 is a local privilege escalation that lets a person or software that has limited access to a web server get root privileges. The vulnerability affects Apache versions 2.4.17 to 2.4.38 when running on Unix-like systems. Amazon announced a limited number of voice apps for the Alexa Skills Kit by healthcare companies like Cigna and Boston Children's Hospital that are in compliance with the U.S. Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996, also known as HIPAA. Six new HIPAA-compliant skills are available at launch to help caregivers deliver team updates and check the status of home prescription deliveries. Developers who want to make their own healthcare skills must apply to an invite-only program to participate. Amazon previously added a number of conversational AI healthcare solutions like a smart speaker and assistant for doctors to pull up health records and record new information to patient records. The Australian Parliament passed a new law on Thursday called the Sharing of Abhorrent Violent Material, which creates new offenses for content service providers and hosting services that fail to notify the Australian Federal Police about or fail to swiftly remove videos depicting things like terrorist acts, murder, attempted murder, and so on. The digital industry group, which represents Google, Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, and Verizon Media in the country of Australia, argued that the bill was passed without enough consultation and threatens penalties against tech companies for content created by its users. Google released the second Android Q developer preview for Pixel phones and, among other things, includes a foldable screen emulator for developers. The emulator uses screen dimensions that match the Huawei Mate X and Samsung Galaxy Fold. Back to Amazon. The company wants to provide broadband internet access via thousands of satellites, in fact, 3,236 to be precise, in low Earth orbit. The effort is codenamed Project Kuiper. Hope I'm saying that right. Amazon made three sets of filings with the International Telecommunications Union last month by the Federal Communications Commission on behalf of Kuiper Systems LLC, which is based in Washington, D.C. The ITU oversees global telecom satellite operations and will have to sign off on the effort eventually. Amazon confirmed to GeekWire that the project does exist, but didn't provide a timeline for deployment or give details on pricing. And finally, the Internet Archive has uncovered a catalog of 490,000 MySpace songs uploaded to the service between 2008 and 2010, which were originally thought to be lost after a server migration error. The saved tracks were apparently collected by an anonymous academic group that was studying music networks during MySpace's popularity and downloaded 1.3 terabytes of music from the service. They eventually contacted the Internet Archive with these files. The music can be played through an online interface designed to look like MySpace's original music player. How cute. The Internet Archive says that the database's searcher, which is called Hobbit, is still being optimized and will eventually be open sourced. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes for this show and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.